Not a long time ago, I remember my daddy used to, I remember he had a straight razor because he used to whip us with a razor strap.
Yeah,
he folded in. It was a straight razor.
You never took the buggy whip to you? Did you ever have a buggy? You
know, something you... No, we just had the small buggy that was rigged up for pulling, to be pulled with the goat and the horse. It was just more or less a carry-all that daddy built.
Yeah.
And he never used a whip on the horses or anything. He just popped the reins on them. Oh, he'd take us out to the milk room a lot of times. We'd mess up, me and my older brother, and that's where we went. If we messed up, daddy'd send us out to the milk room. And for instance, like our grades on our report card, I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
The main thing he'd look at on our report card was our conduct. Grades on the classes didn't mean that much, but he knew if he looked right straight at that conduct and you had a bad conduct, he knew what you were doing in school. Mm-hmm. So he'd take us out there and if we made, you know, a D or an F, or the conduct was bad especially, he'd bend over and grab your ankle, boy. We'd bend over and he'd pop it through it, boy. And then we'd get a whipping every evening until the next report card. If that grade didn't come up, boy, he'd really lay it on you.
Every evening?
Yeah.
Good.
If it was a bad grade, say an F, and that conduct was bad, he knew what you were doing. Plus, he, you know, he'd have mama write a letter to school.
Mm-hmm.
Well, daddy was strict. He knew what was going on, too.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, after about the second or third day of that, you know, he got to where it didn't hurt. You'd laugh.
Okay, other games that like, you ever see the ones that would go around in a curve?
Those merry-go-rounds?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had them at school there, but we didn't have nothing like that at home.
Yeah, okay. Now, when you were shooting a revolver, what'd you put in?
Slugs? The ammunition?
Yeah, but in a rifle you shoot, or in a...
Ammunition, it'd be the rounds.
Yeah.
Well, the only rifle daddy had was a 22. That's what he used shooting his squirrels.
It was 22. Well, in a shotgun you put shells, in a rifle you put, or in a revolver you put cartridges.
Cartridges, yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be your rounds. We call them rounds, 22 rounds.
Would shells, were cartridges easy to get those days, or cartridges?
I don't remember. Daddy always kept he always kept his 22 shells, I call them shells, in a jar where he could seal them. And he kept some cotton in there to keep them dry.
Now, you said you used to hunt squirrels here. What different types of squirrels you have?
Oh, we got fox squirrels. That's your big reddish color. They're kind of color like a fox is.
Yeah.
They're a large squirrel and they roam quite a ways from their den.
Okay.
And they get up about the size of a cottontail rabbit. And then you got your cat squirrels, that's your small gray squirrel.
Yeah.
And then every once in a while you come across a black squirrel. Shot one last year. You don't see them very often. And then every once in a while we get a tree of coon or something like that. Now, I'll kill a coon if it's a young one and eat it. And like I said, we never do waste nothing.
Yeah.
You take a coon and make a good stew out of it.
Now, did you ever used to burn coal around here in the house, Craig?
Coal? No, About the closest time we come to coal around here is your barbecue.
Okay.
I don't remember anybody having coal. There's always plenty of firewood.
Yeah. On the stove, you cooked on that old kind of metal stove type thing? Mm-hmm. You ever use firewood for your stove? You always have.
Yeah, they still got those. It's not one of those great big cook stove wood stoves. It's the small type used for heating and cooking. It had